today's gospel, we hear the very clearest definition of what the Eucharist is, that it's true food and true drink, that it's not only true food and true drink, it's the actual flesh and blood of Jesus Christ, that the gospel of St. John goes to great lengths and great detail to say that the Eucharist is Jesus, Jesus is God, the bread we see, the wine we drink isn't bread and wine, but truly his flesh and blood. And that's just, it's clear. It's one of those areas where, as Catholics, we're more fundamentalist than the Protestants are, where we say, no, these words actually mean what they mean, what the Bible says that they mean. And even there's like controversy, you know, why do we move the altar around? Why do we move the tabernacle out? Then we move the tabernacle in. It's always kind of, you know, how much do we believe that it's the true flesh and true blood? It's always kind of debated. But we know, that's why you're all here. It's actually the great comfort of the 6:45 a.m. Mass. You can preach a really lousy homily, but at the end of the day, most of you are here just to receive the Eucharist, which is a beautiful thing. But it is true that Jesus isn't just present in the Eucharist, that although he's most perfectly present in the Eucharist, that he says in our first reading today, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He identifies himself with the believers, with the members of his body, the church, that Saul never persecuted Jesus himself because Jesus already ascended into heaven, but he was persecuting Stephen, the others. But Jesus doesn't say, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my friends? Why are you persecuting those who are following me?" Jesus says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" That he is present in the members of his body, the church. And if we are most devoted to the Eucharist, then that filters into the way we see our brothers and sisters around us. Sometimes it's easier to venerate the Eucharist than it is to treat our brothers and sisters, the members of the body of Christ, with that same reverence and respect. But someone who did that in an exceedingly heroic and just amazing way was our saint today, Saint Damian, who ministered to the leper colonies of Hawaii and eventually contracted that same leprosy. But it starts with his devotion to God, his devotion to God in the Eucharist, and then you're able to see the other members of the body of Christ in a whole new way, that they're not just inconvenient or someone to be kind of cast aside, but these lepers are truly members of the body of Christ. One funny story, when he had caught the leprosy and was kind of on the leper island with them, the priests would come by on these boats, the other missionary priests, and he would shout, they would go to confession, him on the shore, and the priests in the boat going by, and he would yell his sins to them. But at the end of the day, Saint Damian saw the same Jesus that he saw in the Eucharist, he saw in those poor lepers, those whom Jesus identified with. So let us pray to Saint Damian that we could increase our devotion to Christ present in the most disfigured and weak among us, that we can see Jesus Christ in them and treat them accordingly.